Book 1. Questers and Runaways.
Chapter 1. Many and many a long season had come and gone since that fateful midwinter day in the southwest lands. The only sound disturbing the stillness of a high summer noontide was that of seabirds plaintively calling as they wheeled and circled overhead. The vastness of the sea lay becalmed, without blemish of wave or white-crested roller, still as a mill-pond, mirroring the faded blue of a cloudless sky. Obscured in its own heat-haze, the sun blushed forth a radiant golden wash, tinting sand and rock with a soft amber glow. Above the tide-line stood the great citadel of Salamandastron, the mountainous shell that had once been a volcano when the world was young. Through countless ages, it had been ruled by the mysterious Badger Lords and their friends, the Hares of the Long Patrol. The entire rock was a towering fortress, riven through with caves, passages, and halls, standing guard to protect the shores and all the sprawling country of West Mossflower. From Salamandastron's main entrance, a solitary set of paw prints led through the sand to a limpet-crusted outcrop by the sea. Perched on the stone, chin in paw, Lord Earthstripe the Strong gazed seaward, clad in his stout forge apron, devoid of armor or sword. At one with earth, sea, and sky, the Badger Lord sat alone with his thoughts. Mara had not been home for 2 nights, and he was worried. Had he done the right thing, adopting a young female badger? She was one of the few badger maids ever to live at the mountain. Traditionally, it was the preserve of single male badgers. 5 seasons ago, his hares had found her among the dunes, a tiny, whimpering babe, lost and alone. Earthstripe was overjoyed when they'd brought her to him. He cherished her as the daughter he had never had, but that was when she was an infant. He was a badger lord, with many things to attend to, and as she grew up, so they had drifted apart. Life presented various obstacles to Mara. She had come to resent the strict ways and regimented existence at Salamandastron. Earthstripe became awkward and severe in his dealings with her, and Mara, in her turn, was rebellious of his heavy-pawed authority. Against Earthstripe's wishes, she'd gone off 2 days ago with her close friend Pickle Folger, a young hare. Badger Lord scowled. Pickle was far too wild and erratic. Mara would never grow up to be a proper badger lady, running about with the like of that mischief-maker. But that was the way of things between them now. If he lectured her or threatened penalties, he felt like an ogre. So they avoided each other, she going her own way, and he, unhappily, having to go his. Sergeant Sapwood loped slowly across to the rock. He bobbed about shadow-boxing until Earthstripe noticed him. Sidestepping, the strong, lanky hair tucked in his chin and hooked out a left paw.
"Ain't much to do out here, sir. You were coming in for summat to eat. There's wild oat cakes, bilberry tart and cold cider. You ain't touched victuals since yesterday morn."
Earthstripe climbed slowly down from the rock and growled anxiously at the hare.
"Any sign of Mara yet, Sergeant?"
"Nah, not so far. But don't you fret yourself, sir. She'll come trotting back with young Pickle soon as they're hungered enough. Do you want me to send the missy to you when she does arrive back?"
"No, but let me know the moment she's back home. See she gets a good meal and then send her to me."
Sapwood ducked and fainted as they made their way across the shore, swaying lightly on his paws as he circled Earthstripe.
"Come on, sir. Let's see you try to put one on me button."
The Badger Lord tried to ignore his pugnacious friend, but Sapwood persisted.
"Go on, sir. Try the old one too, eh?"
Earthstripe halted, blinking as the hare bobbed and dodged under his nose.
"Really, Sapwood, I'm in no mood for sport."
The sergeant dabbed a swift paw at Earthstripe's jaw.
"Oh, have a go, sir. Try your luck."
For all his great bulk, The badger was surprisingly swift. He spun sideways, clipping Sapwood under the chin with what he judged to be a light tap. The sergeant was bowled over, knocked flat on his back. Instantly, the badger lord was at his friend's side, his huge, striped face showing concern.
Sap, are you all right? I didn't hurt you, did I?
Sapwood sat up. Uncrossing his eyes and rubbing his chin, he chuckled ruefully.
Bless your heart, sir. I'm as right as rain. Never saw that in coming, no. Good job you never punched your weight, or you'd have knocked me block clean off.
With their paws about each other, the two friends entered Salamandastron, chatting and chuckling about old fights and bygone battles. Before he entered the mountain, Earthstripe could not resist casting a final, longing glance to the open country. Disappointed that he could not see Mara arriving home, he heaved a lonely sigh and followed Sapwood inside.